John chapter 6, begin to read in verse 5. And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. And now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. And then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Be seated tonight. Most of us know this passage of Scripture as when Jesus feeds the 5,000. I believe it is the only miracle that is recorded in all 4 Gospels. In the harmony of the Gospels, you'll find that a lot of times Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they'll tell you about the same thing, and then John will be absent on something, or John will tell you something that the rest of them are absent on sometimes. But this is the only miracle, I believe, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me on it, that was recorded in all 4 Gospels. As I considered this message this afternoon, I was sitting at the lunch table, and I was getting ready to eat, and I was trying to pray a little bit about what was going to preach tonight and the thought that we might have. And I began to think about when little is much and God is in it. And that ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight, although that would preach very well tonight out of this passage of Scripture. And I thought about preaching just simply on the lad tonight of can God use me? God took what that little lad, and I'll deal with that here in a minute, and took it and used it. But that ain't really what I want to deal with tonight. As my wife says, sometimes you tell us more what it ain't than what it is. So I'm trying not to do that tonight. And I thought about just simply preaching on when Jesus feeds the 5,000. I tell you all that so that you'd understand my mindset sometimes as I begin to read and begin to pray about what to preach out of Scripture. Sometimes it is just like the Holy Spirit. I just begins to open some things up and let you see some things that maybe you have seen before, maybe you hadn't seen before. But I want to preach on a thought tonight is on where do you fit in this story here tonight. Now, we find 4 people that are mentioned in this story, and I think we'll line up with 1 of 3 of them tonight. Now, we find Christ mentioned, and we're not going to line up with him tonight because he does the work. Amen. And you need to understand that if there's any work that's going to get done and anything that's going to get blessed and multiplied, it's going to be because he touched it tonight. Amen. Your work, I thought about simply preaching too on what could this church do tonight. If we just put forth an effort tonight, there's no telling what God could do with our church. Amen. And I want him to do something with it tonight. As I said, you'll find in the 4 Gospels this story. Take your Bible and go to Matthew chapter 14 as I get started tonight. I want to read these and just draw your attention to some things as we go and preach Matthew chapter 14. You'll find the same story as Matthew tells us. Matthew 14, look in verse 15. And the Bible says, And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them that they need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples of the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides the women and children. Now look in Mark chapter 6. In Mark chapter 6, we find the same story again. Now, if you pick up on this, there's a few things you learn as you go here. Mark chapter 6, look in verse 35. Mark 6, verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the root. Is that right? Nope. That's Mark 5, verse 35. I wasn't reading right. I thought, well, that ain't right. Don't you love that tonight? Amen. Your preacher messes up every now and again. If that's the worst thing I do, we're in good shape tonight. Look at verse 35. Mark 6 and verse 35. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place. And now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, give you them to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? And he saith unto them, how many loaves have you? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make them all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they did eat of the loaves were about 5,000. Then go to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 tonight. And I'll get started after I read Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 and verse 12. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said to him, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and the country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by fifties in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down. And then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Now, if I could preach tonight on having a thought about where we fit into this passage of Scripture tonight, first of all, I look, and number one, I see a proving that takes place. If you go back to the book of John, you'll find that the Lord, when he looks up, and the Bible said he's seen this great company coming to him, he asked Philip a question. Now, notice that. The Lord gets personal. Can I tell you that the Lord gets personal with me? I don't know about you, but he gets personal with me. When the preacher preaches, and I'm sitting there, or I'm listening, or wherever it may be, I try to take it personal. I'll be honest with you. I try not to let it roll off like a duck has water rolling off its back or got a shovel and send it on back. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe you don't think this way, but a lot of times I need help. And I need God to help me. And I know that it'll come from him if I desire it. Amen. But right here, he asked Philip a question. He said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, I want you to look at what he said. And this he said to prove him. For he himself knew what he would do. I believe, first of all, number one, he is trying and that to prove Philip and maybe even those around him. That word means to try or to examine. It means to ascertain some unknown quality or truth by experiment. Let me say tonight that the Lord already knew, first of all, what Philip was going to do. He said right here, for he himself knew what he would do. And by the way, he also knew what he was going to do too. He not only knew what Philip was going to say and what he was going to do, but he also knew what he was going to do himself. Hey, can I ask you, has God ever put you in a place and asked you, what are we going to do right here? Have you ever felt like God has kind of tried your faith? I believe he was got a trial of faith going on right here. I mean, he's looking at all these people. Jesus has taught these folk all evening. He's seen them as a sheep with no shepherd. And the Bible said he's had compassion on them. And now the Lord asked them, asked his disciples, said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? He didn't even say, Philip, where can we buy bread that we can eat? He said, where can we buy bread that they can eat? Now he's trying him right here. Now listen, you got to understand, if you go back and look at their life up until this time, they've seen him do miracles. They've seen him heal the sick. They've seen him, they've been around. Hey, listen, if you go back, I believe it is over there in Mark 5, wasn't that even Jairus' daughter that gets raised from the dead over there? And I mean, they have seen him turn the water to wine, raise the dead, heal the sick. And Jesus is now asking them, where can we buy bread to feed these folk? Can I ask you tonight, or just make a statement tonight, that the Lord seen these folk as somebody that was in need? Because here the Bible says in Matthew 14, as I read you a few minutes ago, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into villages and buy themselves victuals. He had seen them without, as a sheep without a shepherd, and had compassion on them and taught them all day. And now I just can't imagine that the Lord was going to send them away hungry. So he's proven his disciples right here. He's proven Philip especially. He says, what are we going to do that these can eat? Can I ask you something? Ain't you glad that the Lord seen you one day and had compassion on you? As somebody that could not help theirself, I listen. And so if the Lord seen you as somebody that could not help theirself, how do we see people tonight? How do we see folk tonight? Listen, do we see them like the priest and the Levite? I've seen the one that had left Jericho, that had been robbed and was left naked, half dead on the side of the road, as a religious crowd that looked upon them and then went by on the other side of the road and said, I'll not have nothing to do with him. Or do we see them as the Good Samaritan did? As when he came to where he was, he saw him, and the Bible said he had compassion on him. Jesus seen not only their spiritual need, but their physical need. Them boys said, all we got, Lord, is 200 penny worth. And what is it among so much? So he said, Philip, where are we going to buy bread at that these may eat? Now I'm getting ahead of myself, but they're out here in the desert place. There's nothing or nobody around for them to go buy bread. And he said, they're telling the Lord, send them off that they can go home and eat supper and be out there and be away from us. And I'm afraid that a lot of times the Lord is trying to prove us and try us sometimes by looking at folk. How many times have you seen somebody that has been in need that you could have helped but did not help? I've told you many times, if you see somebody in need and you cannot help them, you call me, this church will help if they're truly in need. I don't have a problem helping people that are in need tonight. I don't think you should either. Amen. Yeah, and again, I'm not getting on my soapbox, but listen tonight, it really don't matter how people got there. If they're hungry tonight, we ought to feed them. By the way, you know what the Bible even said? He said, if thine enemy hunger, he said, feed him. Now, hey, listen, them folk out there that I don't even know tonight, they've not done really anything to become my enemy. But the Lord said, even if your enemy hunger, feed him. Now, that's a pretty big statement tonight for us to do. You know, he even said, if you see your enemy's ox out there wandering about by itself, he said, go out there and get it and take it back to him. That's a pretty big statement tonight. But the Lord was trying to prove Philip. Can I say tonight that I think the Lord wants us to prove to ourselves? He already knows what we're going to do. He already knows how we're going to act and react and all those things, but there's been many times that I've got ready to go do something that I really felt like the Lord would want me to do. And I've argued with him about things. And I'd say, Lord, I don't really want to do that. Don't have time to do that. Don't have the means to do that. Don't have the ability. You ever told the Lord you don't have the ability to do that? That's kind of like Moses, wasn't it? Lord, I stutter and I stammer and I can't talk. And that was about one of the... the Lord got mad at Moses over that. He said, who's made your mouth, Moses? You can do it. You can go talk. And finally, God just got aggravated enough with Moses. He said, your brother Aaron's coming. He said, I'll tell you, and you tell Aaron, and Aaron can tell Pharaoh what's going to happen. But how many times have we told God we couldn't do something? Or we couldn't get through this? Or... Listen, the old saying is, and God won't put no more on you than what you can bear. You better be glad he does put more on you than what you can bear tonight, because if you could bear it yourself, you'd never look up to heaven and ask for help tonight. The Bible talks about the trial of our faith in 1 Peter chapter 1, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found under the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. There are times that our faith gets tried in trials, if you'll let me say that. And then there are times that our faith gets tried in what the Lord wants us to do. Go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and it talks about where the Bible said, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. God said, Abraham, get thy son, thine only son, and take him out where I'm going to tell you to take him, and then you sacrifice him unto me. That's a pretty big step, wasn't it? You know what happened? The Bible said that Abraham just got him and the lad and his servants, and they took off. And they were looking for a mountain that they didn't even know about until God showed it to him and said, right there it is. And so he's wanting to prove Philip. Has God ever tried or wanted to prove you or did prove you and you failed? I can tell you I have. There's been times God's proved me and I have failed at the proving. I believe that right here, I've told you many times about needing to stop at the co-op in Loudoun, and I'll never forget how I felt. You say, you don't run on feelings. No, you don't run on feelings, but I do know when the Holy Spirit's dealing with my heart. And you ain't going to be able to convince me otherwise, friend. And I blowed past that thing and got on down about Philadelphia, and finally me and God had been arguing enough in that truck. And I said, okay, fine, I'll turn around and I'll go back. And he said, too late. You can believe what you want to. You can think what you want to. But I'm telling you, when God's moving, that's the time to do something. Amen. You learn some things the hard way. But I want you to notice in the proving, the Lord comes and asks them a question and says, which shall we buy bread that these may eat? We see the concern and the compassion that the Lord had for them, but we also see that the disciples didn't really want them there. Said, Lord, send them away, that they can go find something to eat on their own. But then Philip answers here in verse 7. He said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. He uses a carnal application, I guess you would say, a fleshly application here. He said, Lord, we've only got 200 pennyworth. We can only go by 200 pennies worth of bread. That's all we've got. I believe they worked for a penny a day, didn't they? So they've got about, what would that be? Just shy of a third of a year's worth of wages to go buy some bread. And so here they are, and he says, we can't even do this. Now, you need to understand something. When you can't do it, listen, that's when you need to realize God can. When God's wanting you to do something and you're looking up to heaven and you're trying to figure out every way in the world to do what He wants you to do, but it's going to come up short and there ain't going to be enough there. Friend, you've got to realize that you're just going to have to let Him handle it. What you can't do, He will. And what you can do, that's what you do. Amen. What do these disciples do here in just a minute? Well, when the Lord does what He does, then them boys do what they're supposed to do. They divvy it up and divide it out, don't they? They work and they serve. And so we find he proves Philip. And by the way, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, gets in on the conversation over here. And he said, there's a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two fishes. But what? And then they look at his faith. But what are they among so many? Have you ever got a bill and it was far more than what money you had in your pocket and in the bank and then buried in the backyard all together and said, well, it might as well be $1 million, even if it's $1,000. That just ain't enough to pay. And I think that is what Simon Peter's brother Andrew's saying right here. Lord, we've got five loaves and two barley. Five loaves? Yeah, two. Five. I was going to say, five loaves and two barley fishes. I've never caught a barley fish. I've caught a lot of fish over the years, but I've never caught no barley fish. But five barley loaves and two fishes, and they say, well, what are they among so many? I'm afraid that a lot of times our faith is no different than these fellows right here. We look at what we have and not what God can do with it. We look at the physical when we ought to be looking at the spiritual. Because God can take what you got and do something with it that you can't do tonight. These boys could not multiply fish and bread, but all they had to do was just trust that He could. And whether they trusted or not, He was still going to do it. Amen. So the proving is, Philip said, where are we going to buy bread that these may eat? And he knew what Philip was going to say, but he also knew what he was going to do. So you may be in that place tonight that God is wanting you to do something, but you're telling Him it can't be done. There ain't enough. I don't have the ability. I don't know how. I can't do it. I listen tonight. I'm telling you, if God wants you to do it, whatever it is, He'll make the way to get it done. Amen. And by the way, it gets very personal sometimes. Sometimes you want people to go with you and help you. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know, sometimes the Lord just wants you to do it. That old song we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus, though none go with me, I still will follow. It's personal tonight. The proving is personal to us. Number two, I want you to look at the person that he used, though. Verse number nine says, Simon Peter's brother, there it is. He said in verse 9, there is a lad here. You know, sometimes God uses the most unusual people to get His work done. Now I want to ask you a question tonight as I dwelled upon this scripture this evening. I begin to think about, and I preached it where he's brought the fish and the barley loaves and gave them to the Lord, and his mama packed them in his lunchbox, and that thing preached good. It really did. But you reckon his mom and daddy and maybe his brothers and sisters were sitting out there on that grass and he was the one that got elected to take the five barley loaves and the fishes up there to Jesus. Now I'm going somewhere with that thought. Just remember that, what I ask you tonight. But a lad, I mean, listen, it wasn't anything that his 12 disciples had offered right here. It wasn't anything that those men that had seen him work offer. It was that little lad that come to the Lord. Can I encourage you, mom and dads, tonight to teach your children to serve God and give to the Lord tonight? Never to be afraid to give to God. Never to be afraid and that to step out on faith tonight. Listen, this little boy right here, this young lad, he's come and he's offered, not knowing exactly what Jesus could do with him. Think about that for just a minute. Or maybe he did. Maybe he had faith that said, hey, if I take these to the Lord, he can multiply them. I don't know. I know tonight from the scripture that whatever we give to him, if he wants it tonight and wants to use it, I know that he can multiply it and use it tonight. I think tonight whatever is mine is his. I think whatever is yours should be his. Whether it's your home, whether it's your family, whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, your children, your pocketbook, your talents, it ought to be his tonight to use as he sees fit. It ought to be his. Little old lad. Something that was the most unlikely person to be used to feed 5,000 men plus women and children. I look around in this crowd tonight and we all think of ourselves as pretty good people. But there ain't none of us been on the TV lately. There ain't none of us running for public office. And there ain't none of us just had our name wrote up in the paperwork for great works that we've done. I'm not knocking you out. All I'm trying to tell you is we're just plain folk tonight. And I like being plain folk. I'll be honest with you. I was telling my wife, I was coming to church tonight. I don't know how we got on it, but I told her, boy, I was sure proud for the raising that I had. It's just plain raising. I was studying on that today for a little while. I can't get into that, or we'll be talking about picking beans down in the garden for a long time. But the Lord, He used that somebody here that listened, that when He talked about that childlike faith, He used this lad right here. Why was it a lad? Why didn't his mom and dad bring the bread and the fish up there? Think about that for just a second. The Lord already knew what was going to happen and how this thing was going to turn out. But this lad brings it. Sometimes me and you just need that childlike faith just to trust God. Just to say, you know, you tell a child anything and they'll believe it. They don't know no better. They don't know no better. I mean, you tell them, listen, you tell them that tomorrow the sky's going to be red. They'll go out and they'll look for a red sky because their mom and daddy told them it's going to be red. They didn't know no better than not to trust. And so this lad, he brings to the Lord the person is the lad. What have you brought to the Lord lately for God to use? Have you brought yourself? Have you brought what the Lord could use out of your life? You remember what Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, what he said over there? He said, here am I, have send me. He said, whom shall I send and who shall go for us? And he said, here am I, send me. When's the last time we ever done that? That gets a little nervousness when we really start meaning that. Because God begins to know our, He knows our heart. He's proved us and He knows our heart. But this little lad, God used one of the most unexpected persons to be used. Then I want you to look, number three, at the place they're at. Now here the Bible tells us that they're where. The Bible tells us in the book of John, in verse 10, he said, now there was much grass in the place. In Mark chapter 6, and he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. So there is much green grass in this place. Now I'm going somewhere. Stay with me, okay? But the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 14, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place. If you go to Mark chapter 6, and when the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. How many of us have ever been in a desert and seen much green grass? Are you saying the Bible's wrong? No, I'm saying that they were in a desert place and there was much green grass there. See, you find that Philip was being proved. You find the person that Jesus used was that little lad who was beyond any thinking in my mind that he would use. But then you find people who was in a desert place. You ever been in a desert place? A desert place is exactly what it says. It's deserted. It's desolation. There's nothing there. You know what they kept saying? Lord, you're going to have to send them away that they can go out into the villages and out into the town so that they can buy. There wasn't nothing around there. They were in the wilderness, man. But yet in the wilderness, where there was nothing, Jesus said, make them go over there on that green grass and sit down. Now that might be where you find yourself tonight. You might find yourself in a desert place. So you may not be the one that he's trying to prove right now. You may not be the person that he's trying to use, but you may find yourself in a desert place tonight. You ever been in a desert place? Nobody around, even though there was 5,000 men plus the women and the children. Man, there was at least 10,000, if not 15,000 or more than that there. Can you imagine? And he put them all on green grass. That's a pretty big spot out in the desert, ain't it? You know, the Lord's got a spot for you when you're in the desert and put you on. Why do you keep saying green grass? Because, listen, that green grass is a place, man, where you can sit down and you can rest. Have you ever just been tired when you've been outside working and you just sit down on the ground and lay down? Last time you ever laid down on the dirt. Last time my wife laid down on the dirt, she fell down. She ain't laying down on the dirt. I'll just tell you that right now. I was mowing my grandmother's yard, I believe it was last year, and I was making the ride around through there. Don't y'all get on to me for riding and my daddy pushing the mower, because that's the way he wants it. He gets upset if I push the mower. He wants to push it, so I don't argue with him. So don't think less of me, okay? So I was riding around on the mower, and I looked over there, and I know he'd been, and I mean it's hot. And I know that he had been pushing and he had been working. And the next thing I know, he's laid down on the ground. He just found him a shade tree and laid down. You know what he found when he laid down? Rest. You know what the Lord was doing for them people? He was giving them some rest. They were in a desert place, but yet he told them, make them go over here and sit down. The first thing he wanted them to do was just sit down and rest. You know, in Psalms chapter 23, the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to what? Lie down in green pastures. One of the things that the shepherd does for the sheep is he gets them in a place and then he literally gets them to lay down. Because sheep will just keep wondering if you'll let them. And the Lord, he puts them in a place where there's much green grass. Where they can sit down and rest. I don't even know how hot it had been that day, but these people hadn't ate all day. They'd been with Jesus all day, and they hadn't ate a thing. And so he brings them to a desert. They're in a desert place, but then he brings them to a place where they've got grass at. And that may be where you're at. Even in a desert place, though, God can put some green grass and let you lay down and put you some water and let you rest. And you know what he'll do? He'll feed you while he's got you there. He'll feed you while he's got you there. Number four, I want you to see the performance of his miracle. If you look right here, if you go back to the book of Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says he looked up to heaven and he blessed it. If you look right here, it said that he gave thanks for it. And then the Bible said he began to distribute it. I would have loved to have been standing at that table with his disciples and watch the Lord take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and begin to break them up. And every time he broke them up, it was all there again. And every time he broke it up and handed it out to his disciples, it was all there again. I kind of think where them 12 baskets come from here in just a minute is them. He would fill them 12 baskets up and them disciples would take them baskets out and let people pick out of them baskets till they got what they wanted. You can leave what you want to. How do you think they distributed it? carried it in their hand. I mean, think about this stuff for just a second now. Think about it. I believe them 12 baskets, I mean, there's 12 disciples out there doing his work. And so they're distributed. Can I tell you, when you get to the place to where you'll give what the Lord wants you to give, he'll use what you give him. And he used them 5 loaves and 2 barley fishes and performed a miracle that nobody else could have performed. He done something that day that nobody else could have done. Reckon everybody in the crowd knew what was going on. Reckon everybody sitting there, can you imagine when it was said, he's going to feed us, just sit down, the Lord is going to do something here in a minute. I mean, and then all of a sudden, here comes all this fish and all this bread. And listen, not only that, if you look number 5, there was plenty for all. In verse 12, the Bible said, when they were filled. If you go back and you look, and Mark chapter 6 said they were 8 and filled. Matthew 14 said, did all eat and were filled. You remember what Philip said? How much is 200 pennyworth that they all may but take a little? When Jesus does something, listen, these folk got filled from the miracle that Jesus done with what the little lad gave when these folks sat down where he could do something for them. He said, make them sit down. I hadn't even seen this. Sometimes you just need to sit down and let God do something for you. I mean, if you're in a desert place, sometimes you just need to quit worrying. You need to just let him handle it and just sit down for just a minute or two. As long as it wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Right? And he thought about that. I'll have to add that in there next time I preach that. Amen. But notice right here that there was plenty for all. He said they were all filled. And he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So them boys, what was sitting on the table that Jesus was breaking up, they started raking off into a basket. They started going through all them people out there in the green grass in a desert place and started picking up what was left over. And when they got done picking up, they had 12 baskets full. Where do you fit into this tonight? Do you fit in as the one that's being proved? I've been there, I know. Maybe God's trying to do something for you tonight. Maybe he's trying to get your attention. I think he was just trying to get Philip's attention. I can tell you one thing, when the Lord bears, my wife just about can read me like a book anymore. We were up in Morristown here a few months ago, and the Lord was, we were just going to some used furniture stores, and the Lord was really bothering me about giving a feller a tract on the store, work the store, wherever we was at. And I was coming back to the car, and she said, you just might as well go back in there. Now, without me telling her anything, she said, you just might as well go back in there and give him that tract. She already knew. Why? Because she's been with me too many times when I didn't do that. It's not always a trial of faith to go give somebody a tract, okay? But the Lord's proved me enough over these years that when he really deals with my, it's one thing just to hand out a tract, okay? It's one thing to be walking down the street and you got a handful of tracts and you want to hand them out, that's fine. You see somebody in the restaurant, you want to hand them one, that's fine. But boy, when God begins to deal with your heart, you really need to start paying attention to what he's trying to do right there. Because you don't know what he's trying to do on the other end. Now, I've told you many times about coming out of South Georgia down there and dealing with that fella at the gas station. He said, somebody's already talked to me about this week. Well, man, you need to listen. Amen. That stuff just don't happen by accident. But sometimes the Lord does things to prove us and try us so the next time that he wants us to move and wants us to see what he's trying to do, we'll just go do it. Ain't it just a whole lot simpler when you just obey God? And maybe that's where you're at tonight.
Maybe you're the person he's trying to use. Maybe you're the person he is using. And you say, I just need a little more faith. I need some faith like this young lad right here. Just to go give what I've got. Even though it don't seem like much, I'm going to go give what I got. I mean, seriously, church, think about it for just a second. There's got to be over 10,000 people sitting out here, and that little boy brings 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And you're going to say Jesus is going to do something with that? Think about it for just a second. Do you know that me and you and this church right here could turn the world upside down if we just served the Lord and tried? Just what's sitting in here tonight, we could turn the world upside down. As a church I know over in Middle Tennessee that has a printing ministry, and we've probably got more people in here tonight than they've got in their whole church. And they send out more gospel than most churches in whole counties send out. They send out more. Then maybe you're the one that's in the desert place tonight, and you just need to sit down and let God do something for you tonight. Instead of you trying to do it, instead of you trying to figure it out, just let the Lord do something for you tonight. There's no shame in sitting down on green grass when He's gave you green grass to sit down on in a desert place and let Him help you tonight. Because you watch Him work. When you're sitting on that green grass and you get to rest, you know what those folk were getting to see happen? They were getting to see Him work. They were getting to see Him work. They were getting to see what He could do to help them. And maybe that's where you're at tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight. I don't know what you need from the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet with your heads bowed tonight. A little music if we would. I don't know where you fit into that story at tonight. And to be honest with you, you've probably fit into all 3 of them at any given time in your whole life. But I'd say you're in 1 of them tonight. You may be like that little lad, giving all the faith you've got, serving the Lord, just like you need to keep on doing it. He may be trying you tonight. Why don't you be found faithful in the trial tonight and just serve Him? But you may be in that desert place. If you're in that desert place tonight, I would encourage you to just sit down and rest until He tells you it's time to get up. And He'll help you in that desert place while you sit on that green grass. He gives you a place of rest. If you need to come and pray tonight, if God has dealt with your heart tonight, most of all, maybe you've never been saved tonight. Maybe that's your worry and your concern. I want you to know that Jesus loves you and died for you. And He'll save you and make you a fit subject for heaven. If you'll come and trust Him tonight. If you need to move, won't you come?